I'm Ruchi Sharma, and I'll be talking about MQF, which is the Finn Message Quality Framework tool. And today I'll be talking about the agenda overview. What is MQF and how a message is processed in MQF? I will be talking about the benefits of MQF. Currently, messages, message specification supported in MQF tool. Validation definition, and we'll probably have a quick demo and then follow with question and answers if you have any. MQF overview. The Message Quality Framework tool is a flexible framework of services and utilities designed to assist public health partners with preparing, communicating quality standard electronic messages defined by applicable messaging vocabulary and programmatic standards. Some of the functionalities of MQF tool are structural and message constraint validation per defined message specification guides. Vocabulary validation is also done as per defined message specification guide. FIN certification validation, this is one of our internal FIN certification team program. This tool is a very user-friendly tool, and the interface is very easy to use because it has dynamic instruction which tells you exactly how to go process a message, test a message, step by step. And it's also a unified portal to messaging and vocabulary standards. This is a diagram which simplifies actually what happens in MQF. Basically, in order to test a message, a user would access the publicly available website where no login is required and select a message type. And in your case, it will be syndromic surveillance message. And the message will be tested against structural and message constraint validation. And results will be written to the user. If there are any errors, there's an error report that shows what the errors are, and the report can be printed, saved or emailed. Once you have a successful structural and constraint validation report, which is error-free, then you can do a vocabulary validation. And the way we do the vocabulary validation is we make a call to FinVADS, and FinVADS returns the results based on the rules that apply for vocabulary validation. The benefits of MQF. It's a publicly available site. There is no login required. There's no cost to the user. No customization or configuration is needed. No authentication is necessary. So it's anybody can use it once they get out of this room. Public health partners can test message on-site, reducing dependency on other entities. What this means is that the senders can do testing, pre-testing, prior to involving the receiving partner. Easy reporting of any errors. You can see all your errors in that report. Data quality is maintained. Basis for decision support for laboratory reporting, healthcare quality evaluation, case detection. It streamlines the testing and validation process. From this diagram, you can see that from pre-MQF to post-MQF, you can see that resources have reduced. Quality has increased because it's an automated tool, so it provides the same results each time you test a message. Cost, there's reduction in cost. There's also been reduction in time to test a message. So it's been a very beneficial tool to CDC and their health partners. This slide talks about currently what's supported in MQF tool for meaningful use, which is electronic lab reporting, immunization, and syndromic surveillance. For lab reporting, we have 251 implementation guide. For immunization, we have 231 and 2351. I mean, 251, sorry. For syndromic surveillance, we are waiting on, the code is already implemented in MQF tool, but we are waiting on the guide to be approved and published. And once it's approved and published, we will enable that tool. We'll enable that drop down so that people can access syndromic surveillance. Syndromic surveillance validation, message guide support, and here it just talks in length as to what will be supported. It's 231, 251, and the standard supported is 231, 251, and the message types are ADT and acknowledge. Structural validation, we do three types of validation for structural: segment level validation, field level validation, component, subcomponent level validation. I'm not going to go over each of those. You guys can look at that at your own comfort. Vocabulary validation. We verify that the vocabulary defined for the message is utilized. What that means is there are rules set in vocabulary that are loaded into FinVADs and they're tested against them. So only valid messages, once they have passed structural and constraint, can be actually tested for vocabulary validation. Unexpected data elements present in the message are ignored. Integration with FinVAD. MQF provides vocabulary validation for standard HL7 through real-time integration with Public Health Information Network Vocabulary Access and Distribution System, FinVADs. FinVADs is a web-based enterprise vocabulary system for accessing, searching, and distributing vocabularies used within the public health domain. Interoperability with conformance profiles. This is also one of the benefits and also a functionality of MQF tool. Contains the structural and constraint validation for the message. Are developed based on the message specification, are used by MQF to perform message validation, can be downloaded from MQF in XML format or in Rhapsody S3D, and can be downloaded. Here's the link. I'm just making sure I'm on the right page. we'll be showing you a demo, and since syndromic surveillance option is not available on our production site, so we're going to take you guys to a testing environment and show you how we can test a syndromic surveillance message using MQF tool. And I'm going to pass that to Vic, who's our MQF architect.